the warg slides dead right in front of Solo's right fist, mm-hmm. and I'm just like holstering my swords. It's dead. I don't know.
It is 100% dead.
You know, we find ourselves here and not too sure where we really are. I know that we're going to Honeybrew. I mean, I've never left my elvish boy town. I don't.
We have cows.
No, I'm a half.
And the entire crowd just, yeah! And just erupts with this jubilant laughter and cheering. And they're so excited that you're here. And immediately people start bringing food. There's people setting up festivities. There's music that starts playing.
I need to use the facilities.
I as well.
I think that you know, karma that you just gave me just went right just through
us
me.
Us cows gotta stick.
Hey, where did you guys do it? The cows are escaping.
And we're running.
Hundreds of centaurs fanned out, searching for you.
Last time on Half Party.
Half Party!
Merrick and Solo, they ate some food, then they had to go to the bathroom, and then they ditched that place.
Because shit was about to go down.
Literally and figuratively.
I didn't have to go.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I didn't really have to go. It was just a way to get us out of here.
It was such a good charisma check, it convinced me too. I was in it. I was fully in your thrall.
Just cue the theme song.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Half Party. I'm Bjorn Folk, your DM. With me I have Justin Smith.
Hi there.
And Daniel Diagna. Why do you guys...
Well, hello!
Why do you both take drinks as soon as I start to introduce you?
It's an audio podcast. They didn't know that we had just drank.
It's a thing people do. Like, you know, you gotta like turn towards the camera that's recording.
Good point.
Are we not?
I didn't see you come in.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
Hi there.
General Kenobi. So, we've caught up. You guys had some adventures in Honeybrew last time.
Shit's popped off. Like, we're in the bushes, man.
You guys dished out on the check at the party. It seems like they weren't too happy about that.
But we don't know that for sure, though. Like, maybe...
They are aggressively hunting for us through the high grass.
Yeah.
We don't know hunting yet. They're aggressively looking right now.
Searching.
Yep, and throwing some spears.
Oh, they are throwing spears?
On the way
They're
out, they did
the
They did throw some spears.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
There was some spear throwing going on.
I remember that now.
So you guys find yourselves hunkered down in the grass, approximately 60 feet apart at this point, having split up to help out with making smaller trails being a little bit harder to track. You're still a little ways off from the forest, and you hear the hooves methodically marching behind you. Not in step, and you can get, from the sound of these hoofbeats on the ground, you get that there's a lot of people, or more aptly, centaurs.
But they don't sound like a well-oiled machine where they're all stepping at the same time and the ground just shakes and they're not, like, intimidating?
Nope, not quite that bad.
It's more like a search party, like, of a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm stealthily belly-crawling for the woods.
Stealthily belly-crawl for the woods?
I think, yeah, me too. I think that's what I'm doing.
All right, yeah, let's get some new stealth checks going.
Okay. I've got a solid 14.
That's not the best number.
I mean, it's not the worst number.
No.
It's not like I stood up and started making goblin sounds.
Good point.
23.
Also, technically not the best number.
It's prime, isn't it?
Sure. We'll call it that. There's a movie about that, isn't
we're
there?
We're going to lose viewers if we assault their favorite number.
www.half-party.com with your comments is 23 prime. We're not Googling it in the other screen. We're committed to this.
Nobody's got time for that. Also, it's a movie with one Jimothy Carey.
Yeah, the number 23.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful movie.
It was pretty good. I liked it.
Do you not know this? You're making faces. You don't know the glorious movie known as number 23?
No.
He finds, like, all these weird patterns and stuff and starts to go, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's, like, everywhere.
Missed it.
That's okay. You're not a true fan of the cinema. We get it.
Yep, I get that. Bjorn, I think I'm out of the podcast.
Yeah, I think I am, too. Justin, this is going to be your show, and we'll just kind of listen.
You want me to do all three parts?
Please.
All right. That'd be great.
So with a 23, you are silently making it your way. But the 14, Dan, I'm really concerned about this. Oh,
who's
sorry.
Dan?
I'm Dan. I'm Dan over here with my floppy hair and head. I got a 14. At least I didn't talk goblin. Yeah, well, 14's not the best number or the worst number. I'm bigger. I'm the size of this Zoom screen because I am part Goliath.
All right, so you guys hunker down, and you are belly crawling. Not super fast. Belly crawling is not
the quickest
thing.
No, it's got to be stealth. It's a stealth crawl.
You guys are more concerned with stealth at this point than with...
ghillie suit.
Form. Right. Know? I don't want to ruffle the grass too much. I want to go with the flow of the wind.
Yeah. You guys are belly crawling, and you can start to hear the hooves getting closer and closer and closer. From this point, from where you went to ground, you guys are about halfway there, and you feel like these centaurs are getting very close. Is there anything you want to change?
Yes.
What is that?
I do. I'm about halfway there.
Yeah.
And I really feel this.
Really feel it.
I'm going to hop up and I'm going to go, and I'm going to run for the tree line.
All right.
Tell me you're going to like
using a dash action.
And what a key point for another dash to move 90 feet in one turn. No, you can do 35, right?
45. I have a 45 speed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's got the
mobile.
Quick, yeah.
You can go very fast.
He can book it.
I'm road runnering.
What are you trying to do with this thing? Are you trying to scare them? Are you trying to startle them? Are you trying to draw their attention?
I'm trying to be very startling so they kind of like stop for a second. And maybe, just maybe, my accent could be confused as maybe goblin so that they think that goblins are here. Because it's dark out, right? And I'm short.
Yep, that might be it.
They don't speak goblin. I don't speak goblin. I'm just making noises that could be maybe goblin.
Good point. Okay, give me a performance check.
And that will be a 15.
15. All right. So, yeah, you hop up and you see, like, right behind you, probably only 20 yards away from you at this point, are a group of about 8 centaurs. And they're walking through with spears, and they're kind of stabbing through the grass as they're going. And as soon as you pop up, they pause for a second and... they look a little confused. They don't really know if they're going to attack, and they don't know if they're going to alert the other members of their party, and they freeze for a second. That gives you the exact amount of time you need to sprint towards these woods that are just only so far off. And you're doing the key point thing?
Yes.
Spending your key point, double dash, get as far as you can?
I'm getting as far as I can, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you book it, and you pretty much, you're 10, 15 feet away from the trees at the end of your dash. At the end of your run, they all kind of come to their senses and realize that you are not, in fact, a goblin, and you are the quarry that they're looking for, and they start to charge towards you.
Perception check if all of them are doing that.
Okay, roll a perception check with a disadvantage because you're, you know, all on the ground looking through the grass.
12.
All right, you see him pop up. You see most of the guys behind him follow him, and it doesn't look like it would have been the whole party.
That's what I feel, and I see them running off. I'm going to pop up and dash, bonus action dash, my dash. All those Kardashian dashes.
All the dashes. All right.
I only get 60 feet. No, 30. I get 90 because I can bonus action dash as a rogue.
A dash of pimento.
Yeah. Nice delicious pimento dash.
So I'm going to let him do his thing, see it, and then wait that tick and then go the other way. So they have to split.
And you're doing this silently, right? You're trying to sprint as fast as you can, but quietly.
I'm not going to make offensive goblin sounds.
Good.
But I am like low crouch. And I mean, I will take since I'm sprinting, I'll take a stealth check at disadvantage if you want me to.
I think that's the right way to do this is great. If you're trying to sneakily sprint, let's do that.
So with disadvantage, that was a 9 plus 7 for stealth is 16.
Ah, gotta love a rogue.
Gotta love a rogue.
You see that as you pop up, you see that the group that was following him is much closer to where you are than to where than the other group that was kind of at your quadrant. Still that 20 yards away from where you were. So as you sprint off, they don't quite see you until you've made this trail a good ways away from them. And you are also closing in on the trees. And as you guys close in on the trees, this centaur hunting party all kind of groups up together and stops.
They're not going into the trees, are they?
They're not going into the trees.
Right.
Now, are they stopping at the tree line, or are they stopping, like, they're giving a wide berth between the tree line?
A good ways away. Probably 75 feet away.
Now, I imagine that we were running in different vectors because we'd already split up a little bit. So
yeah, you guys have a decent amount of space.
When I hit that tree line, I'm going to definitely try and find my mate.
Okay.
Holler at my boy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do. You saw where he went, and you know what general direction you have to go to get there. There's not a lot of underbrush. There are mostly these bigger. It almost looks as though they were planted in a lines, right? One of those tree farms where they've kind of overgrown a little bit. It's like that. There's not a lot of small brushes or anything like that. It's these bigger, heavier trees, so it's pretty easy to find him in amongst the trees.
And it looks like there's more trees behind said line of trees.
Yes.
Like it's not just a straight line of trees.
Right. It's a full-on forest.
I just can't see the forest through the trees. That's what it is. That's the one.
That was
the one, right? That's my one for this episode.
And you guys find each other in the trees. And I imagine you guys are a couple trees deep at this point, getting away from the guys, getting a little cover.
Why don't you think they're coming in here?
They're not coming in here.
No, look at them. They're not coming in the trees.
Maybe we stay outside then.
They're right outside. Why would we go back out there?
They're not coming in here. Like, maybe we shouldn't be in here.
What's better than being out there? Come on.
But they didn't even, like, come to the tree line.
No, I know. Let's go. Just be quiet.
Aye.
You ran real fast. I was really impressed.
Thank you. I learned from the best.
Yeah. It's like...
No, I'm not referencing you.
Carl Meriwether Lewis.
Aye.
Yeah.
Meriwether Lewis is so fast.
Very fast.
Just the fastest.
Fastest man in Hermaville.
Oh.
God, who came up with that name?
Do you think there's somebody faster here in Meriel?
Yeah, you.
Aye. I'm going to be the fastest one alive.
Can we keep it down? We've got to get away from this.
Yeah, we can hush, hush.
For a second before we go, do they say anything to the trees? Like, do they call out to us? We are their sacred cows.
There's nothing. They are standing there, kind of spears in hand.
Like deer in headlights?
Like.
Damn it, that's a pretty good one.
Like deer like waiting to kill that. Headlights.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, like the Night of the Living Deer, and they come back and they get their revenge.
I'd like to use some insight here on these woods.
Insight the woods.
I'd like to insight the woods.
Like to tell what the woods are saying?
Merrick sits back and watches him insight the woods. Just roll. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I want to put both my fists up and I want to feel.
Fists in the winds again.
I want to feel how this forest interacts to us. You know?
Is it creepy? Nat 20. It's a nat 20 is what he got.
No, it's not. It's a 19 plus 4.
Oh, my so God. It's... So with a 23, you get nothing because you can't insight a forest.
Okay. But 23 full circle.
Yeah.
Just saying. Bring it back.
What goes around comes around.
And oh, I'm going to, after doing that, I'm going to lean to Merrick and I'm going to be like, Merrick, these woods are friendly.
You think so?
I
figured it out.
I incited the hell out of them.
Could there be like... Does my skin crawl in here? Is it windy? Is it dark? Is it damp?
Maybe
can
yours
I get
does,
some
but
type
like,
of
look at my skin?
No, you look great. I was really asking our storyteller here.
Who? Oh, him.
Right, the narrator, and that's how you narrate a story.
The general sense you guys get from these trees, the forest, everything around you. Let's roll perception checks.
Just an 11 here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a 9 because I was totally depending on my insight to work.
And you didn't use your fist to perceive anything. That's the key that you forgot there.
That's your mistake right there.
Every
rule
time,
number one.
You just got to use your fist in your narrative.
Yeah.
Aye.
So you guys kind of look around. Your hearts are still racing. You've still got this massive adrenaline push going. You're still feeling the threat from just outside the forest. And it looks like a forest. Like you've got a bunch of trees around.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe we could make a home here.
Let's just keep a move on. Okay, first of all, can we get a little bit further away from the scary killing deer headlight stare?
I mean, we don't know that they're killers.
I'm leaving. I turn and walk. When he says that to me, I just turn and start, like, stealthily walking through the woods.
Done.
Yeah.
I'll like, follow him and just be like, Merrick, I mean, they didn't kill us.
Can you just... Just keep it down. I'm trying to stealth again.
Okay, yeah, no, sorry.
Can't stealth. Yeah, just talking to me.
Okay, no, yeah. We can stealth together.
Let's find the first big tree 100 yards away. How'd it go?
I'm going to re-roll that one.
It's a good thing you're a halfling, mate.
Aye. That's a 12.
All right. You kind of trip getting into the stealth, and now you're doing the dodge from tree to tree.
19.
Yeah, you guys are kind of weaving in and out between the trees, kind of keeping separate paths a little bit.
Right.
And you make your way into the forest, and it's getting pretty dark out, especially now that you guys are in a covered area. It's getting harder to see things. Your dark vision is still doing its thing, but you're definitely seeing that there's the night is really falling heavily upon the forest.
Manic, I can't really see anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dark. Let's climb up in one of these trees, and let's just make camp and, well, split watches and all that stuff.
As you guys are trying to pick out a tree to hop up and spend the night in, up ahead you do see the faint light of a campfire.
Hey, Manic, I know you really like the tree idea, but hear me out momentarily.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
What about that light over there?
That light over there?
Aye.
In the woods?
We both point towards the light that we definitely see.
But we're looking at each other, so he's pointing with his right hand, I'm pointing with my left hand. Like, this one.
Aye, that one.
That's the one you want. So we're in the forest that the centaurs won't come into. And you want to go talk to the person that's in the forest with a campfire that feels fine in here.
Well, yes, I want to talk to the people who scare those guys. Did you see how intimidating they were? They were like Adonises, half Adonises on top of deers.
Right, dear Adonis, but what are we? We're just strangers in this merry old land.
Aye, but we have this, and I pull out the chip.
It never got to your boot. Remember, I dropped it. I have the chip. Oh. I pull it out and I look at it. I'm like, I had
so
it the whole time.
So I go
time.
To pull it out, like I like say, like, but I've got this, and there's nothing in my hand.
It's right here. It's right here.
And I want to rub it. I want to be like, no, I'm talking about my fist. As I look to my fist to cover my mistake.
I just nod my head silently. Fine. Let's go. Do you want to do the talking? Do you want to sneak up, or do you want to just like... Oh, da-di-da, Little John and Robin Hood running through the forest, huh?
I mean, we could do your sneaky-sneaky if you want. I'm just saying, that, like, might be a little scary, like, two guys just, You remember how scared the dear Adonises were when I was like,
Can you stop doing that? There are honest-to-God goblins around, remember, with the warriors and everything? And if they hear you talking like that, they're gonna be offended.
Okay, yeah.
What are you even trying to say? Are you trying to say words, or are you really just making noises?
Tell me what
I want to hear. Tell me you're trying to say something and just make up any sentence right now.
I'm trying to say, hello, friends. Hail and well met.
All right.
Did you just yell that?
No.
Okay.
I feel like he might have. You want to roll for volume?
One through 20
is the loudest. One is the softest.
I was definitely a 15.
Pretty loud. You're doing the cup around the mouth a little bit.
Hello, friends. Hail and well met.
I'm right here. Why are you shouting in this creepy
forest? I just wanted you to know.
All right, fine. We're going over.
Goblin.
Let's just go over.
Aye.
If they're goblins, do not talk to them in goblin.
I know when I'm practicing goblin not to say things to goblins.
Fine. We're just walking. I'm not even stealth checking. I'll do a perception check, but I'm not even stealth. I'm just walking up.
I'm going to walk behind him, but I am going to stealth check because I know it's what Merrick wants. It's a 15.
Solo ghosts. And I'm just like, for crying Christ. Gonna crisp Pringle cloud.
As you make your way over to the fire.
I got to put a bell on him or something.
As you make your way over to the fire, you see three figures standing and looking in your direction as you're approaching.
Hi. Hello there. Are they tall or short?
They're shorter than the centaurs were. They have the upper bodies of humans and the lower half of what appear to be the two hind legs of horses. They're only bipedal. Short little tiny horns. And you would recognize these guys as satyrs.
Satyrs. Allow me to introduce myself. My name's Merrick.
Hi, and I'm Solo! Cool. And I jump out from behind him.
Well, it's great to meet you guys. Thanks for stopping by. It's a little late in the night, and see, what we're looking for right now is food.
We know where you can get some food.
Oh, do
you?
I just let him go with this. I'm just.
Do you know where the tree line is?
We know exactly where it is, yeah.
How much food are you looking for? Because there is a lot of food at the tree line.
We're looking for about 2 cows worth of food.
There are about 20, I would say, at the tree line. What? Just standing there, waiting.
What does a cow look like to you?
A lot like you guys.
You really don't want to do this.
I think I do. And he charges you. And he puts his head down and just runs at you. Right. We'll get into initiative.
Fine.
Fine. It's not like that's what this whole game's about.
Fine.
If we have to.
Fine. 17.
17 for Solo. Merrick?
13 for your boy.
13. All right. First thing that's going to happen is this charge, and that is a 14 to hit. Who's talking to Merrick? Is that right?
You're coming to me, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and I was behind him.
Yeah, anyways. So that's a 14 that hits me.
Okay, and he rams right into you with his... knocks the wind out a little bit. You take 5 points of bludgeoning damage and are knocked on your behind.
Do I get to save to fur prone or no?
Nope. If it hits you, knocks you prone.
All right.
Next up is Solo.
All right, well, since I just saw my friend just get hit in the gut,
yep.
I'm going to punch this satyr that just hit him with a 1-2 punch.
The good old 1-2.
The good old 1-2. The first punch is going to be a 19.
That hits.
And the second punch is going to be a modified 20.
There you go. 2 for 2.
5 damage.
Nice.
And 3 plus 3, 6 damage. So 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage altogether? Really yeah. Nice.
Boom. Boom.
You see your friend go down, and he's kind of standing over him a little bit, and you just come across right with that right hook, and as he looks back, as you catch him with the left, it's beautifully executed. Next up is Merrick.
All right, I'm going to use half my movement to stand up.
Yep.
Because I get knocked down, but I get up again. And
that a boy tub thumper.
I'm going to say, you really shouldn't have done that. And then we're going to take the first short sword, and we're going, it's coming up with a flourish and coming up into his side there.
All right.
12.
12 does not hit.
All right, fine. Then the other hand's coming up. A little woozy still.
Yeah.
All right, this one is a 19.
That one hits.
19 hits. Sneak attack.
Yep.
Sneak attack. That's great. Great to meet you. That is quite good. That's 14 points for that one.
Whoa. All right. he's very quickly not feeling very good at all.
Yeah, that didn't feel good for me either, friend. You may want to rethink of this.
This guy pulls out a short sword and hacks right back at the guy who punched him in the face.
Okay.
And that is a 12 to hit.
That won't hit.
Swing away. And misses. One of the other satyrs lowers his head and charges at the monk. Ooh, that is a 21 to hit.
Yeah, no, that hits.
That one hits. And you take 5 points of damage and are knocked on your behind. The third satyr draws a short bow and aims it at
Merrick.
At Merrick and looses his arrow. Ooh, and that is a 17 to hit.
Palpable. Palpable hit.
Palpable.
Only counts as one.
That is 6 points of damage.
It's looking. Things are hurting.
Things are stinging. All right, and now we're back at the top of the order. Solo, you're up.
All right, so I get up from being prone.
Tub thumper, yes.
With my right hand, I'm going to hit the guy in front of me.
The guy who just hit you or the guy who hit yes. Merrick?
The guy that we've been hurting, right?
No. This one's the guy in front of me.
Got it. Got it.
I'm going to hit him with my right hand.
Okay.
Jack!
And... they will be more. That is a 17.
That will hit.
That will hit.
So that is 5 points of damage from that.
Nice.
And then I'm going to move over to the guy who initially and started everything.
Yep, the big bad guy who started everything.
His name's the big bad Sater. Guy. You just hit Pater, and Hater is in the back.
I just hit Pater, so I get up, I smack Pater. Yep. And then I'm going to move over to Sater and clock him with silence.
All right. See if you can put him down.
And that is an 18.
Oh. That hits.
Come on, damage.
And that is 7 points of damage.
And down goes Sater.
Silas just and like a Superman punch, because I literally hit this guy, move over to him, and just clock him straight down.
It's like
down.
A P90X move. You're in that like... Tybo.
Yep, you engage the abs and just, boom, cross right over into the jowls. And you knock his bottom jowl sideways and he falls over unconscious. Next up is Merrick.
I can't remember what we said. Is potion administering a potion to myself bonus action or an action?
I think we're going to call it, since you guys don't have any kind of healer or anything like that, we're going to call it a bonus action.
Okay, I'm going to pop my 1d4 plus 2.
Okay.
I need to do the 2d4 plus 2, because I'm at 2 hit points. So
you're doing the big one? Okay.
I'm doing the big one. 4, that's great, is 6 plus 2 is 8 back.
Nice.
And then that was my bonus action. Sater's down. Pater is close, right?
Yep, he's right next to
him. Okay, so I can still get sneak attack if I hit?
Yep.
He comes over and he punches Sater in the face, knocking him out, silencing him with his left. I'm going to roll over his back.
take my potion and then swing my short sword into Pater.
Give me an acrobatics check.
Okay. And that's definitely not going to be good. That is a 7 total.
All right, so you have a little trouble getting over there. You're not going to get any kind of advantage hitting this stab.
Okay. I'll even take, with that, if that low, I'll even take disadvantage on the attack because it did not go as well as I, like, it was much cooler in my head. I felt real good about it in my head. Like, we're not in sync.
Well, and I'm like breathing because I just like took somebody down. I'm like, you okay over there?
He's like hunched over on your back and he's like having trouble getting the rest of the turn over.
Just give me a boost. Just twist your shoulders. There you go.
Push him up a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so that's
off my shoulders.
12 plus 5, 17. 17 hit.
That hits.
Great. Let's bring the noise. That is 6 plus 3 plus 3, so 12 points of damage to Pater. Pater's now dead.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Next up is Pater.
Spanish Armada.
Will draw his short sword and hack at the monk. Oh boy. And that's a natural 20, ladies and gentlemen, which is not great. We're going to go by the regular. I don't know if
we've never had a crit, I don't think. So are we just rolling the dice and doubling it?
I don't remember what we said.
It's up to you.
We can change it
every week. It doesn't matter.
We can do whatever we want.
That's right. You're the boss.
Yeah, we'll do.
Well, you double, can't do that.
Double dice.
Remember, put your comments on www.half-party.com where we can hear all of your gripes and complaints about where we messed up.
But then we can also go back and see what we're supposed to be doing.
Can we just tell? We should just do the rules. We should just. What was the roll?
It was 3.
Doubled.
Which is 6. And then you also add 3 points to that.
9.
Making 9.
Nine times, Mrs. Okay. Bueller. 9 times.
9. And he's wondering how sweet does that taste. And then the last satyr is going to loose another arrow at Merrick.
Do I have any type of partial cover from Pater?
No.
Okay, just ask
19.
Yeah, sure.
And that is 8 points of damage.
Good thing we went for the arrow. Big one.
Yeah, that's a good move. Next up is Solo.
So he says, how does that taste?
Yeah.
And I'm going to swing around backhand with Silence. Mr. Silence.
Yep.
Silence is just going to come across the back of his face. I'm just going to spin around and clock him.
Boom. Whirlwind. Hit him.
And that's going to be a 16.
That hits.
So Silence deals 6 points of damage.
Nice.
Is he still up?
He doesn't look good, but he's still up.
All right. And then as soon as the backhand comes through, I'm just going to throat punch him with the tiger palm of the right.
Tiger jab.
Ooh.
Tiger jab. And I'm going to re-roll that one. Like, that's a 1, and I'm just going to re-roll.
It's 2 times this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
And that is a 15.
That hits.
Oh, sweet.
That hits. And that little tiger palm does 5 points of damage.
And he is death's door, but not quite down.
I am now going to move behind Merrick.
Are you getting out of melee range?
I am, but I am also mobile, and they can't.
Attack of opportunity.
Nice, because you made the melee attack.
Attack of opportunity on me.
Cool. Next up is Merrick.
All right, so we've got Pater right in front, and I feel like we WWF styled, because that's right, I watched it back when it was WWF, not WWE, and I was like, we just tag in, and we're off the ropes, and I'm coming in with the first short sword onto Pater here.
Nice. Will you give me a perception check while you do that?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
13.
Okay. As you're getting ready to make this strike, you see the far away satyr jostle to the side. You're not sure why. Make your attack.
Okay. Ooh, 17 on the dice. That feels good. That's going to hit. Palpable.
That hits.
Is Solo still close enough for sneak attack or no?
If he moved out of melee, no.
Okay, cool. Didn't think so. 3 plus 3, 6. Does that do it?
Down goes Pater.
All right. So I come through and I kind of bring him in close and I'm like, I knew it was you. As the short sword went up into him and I pull it out and I look over at Hater and I'm going to flip up the sword and throw it at him. So I'm down to 1 sword in my hand. Actually, no, I'm not. I forgot how many hit points I have left. I'm going to take the last potion. Retcon! Bonus action, my last potion. We're just doing this real fast.
Like, he's literally about to throw it, and he spins it around and sheaths it to take a drink.
So that's a 3 plus 2 is 5. 5 more points back puts me at 7, and I am out of potion. I'm so glad I didn't just throw that sword.
You guys see Hater, who's got his short bow in hand still, turns away from you guys off to the left and draws his bow to his cheek and looses an arrow. and it flies off. It flies off into the woods. Next up is Solo.
I'm going to take a potion
as a bonus action.
I'm gonna take a potion.
And as a and bonus like action, I'm going 2d4
plus
to take
2 potion.
A 2d4 plus 2 potion.
Nice.
Thanks for tuning in to Potion Talk.
This week in potions, a dandelion and dragon blood elixir.
That potion was very potent. I got 8 hit points back.
Potent potables for 400, Alex. Potent potable.
It's delicious. Regular action, what do you want to do?
I'm gonna... I'm gonna go. So I take the potion, and I spit the cap, like I rip the cap off, I drink it, and I throw the potion down. And then I charge it, Hater, and I'm gonna flying Superman punch his bow hand.
Oh, are you doing a called shot, trying to bust that?
College shot. I'm trying to bust the hand holding the bow.
Ooh, I like it. All right,
are you trying to silence the bow?
I am trying to silence the bow with Mr. Left. That's a 17.
That hits. They don't have a high AC.
That's 7 points of damage from silence.
Oh, nice. So you come in, and it's like that knuckle-to-knuckle bro fist bump, except he has no power behind it.
Yeah.
And you just hear everything go, and crunch. And so his left hand is just shattered. He drops the bow and kind of looks over at you, and you can see he's already got 2 bolts stuck in him. Next up is Merrick.
I just hear that crunch, and I'm gonna run towards my main man. I'm gonna be like, coming in, and hopefully he's gonna know to crouch on that, and then I'm gonna do the Wolverine leap with 2 short swords in and come like jump off of him and like.
I love it. Give me acrobatics check.
All right, let's hope that this dice is better than it was last. The letter to my friend. That is a 22.
That is much, much better. I need a perception check to see if you can figure out that he's coming over your shoulders.
I did say coming in. Coming in.
I did say coming in. Give him I'll give you advantage on it.
You want advantage too?
Yeah, right, get okay. It.
So that's going to be we're just going to take the first roll. That's a mod 20.
Oh, beautiful. So you kind of lean down just enough and he does. Well,
and I want my left hand in the ground. Like silence is giving all the energy through my back muscles for him too.
You do this like springboard twist, and you're like mounted like on his shoulders and his back, and you're stabbing down like into his clavicles.
Yep.
All right, give me some.
Here's what I have.
I'll give you advantage on the first attack.
Oh, thank God. Well, okay. Here's what we got: a 13 and a 14.
All right, 14 hits.
Okay, 13 doesn't. That's fine. That's fine. Sneak attack though.
Yeah,
that's definitely a surprise, huh?
That's a surprise.
That's 13 points of surprise.
13 points of surprise.
With one hit.
My goodness.
It's that rogue sneak attack.
And as you're sitting there, you can actually see what he was looking at. In the woods, about 40 feet away from him, is a woman. She's wearing a tri-cornered hat and a leather duster, brown leather duster, knee-high boots, and she's got a big blouse with these belts that are slung across her chest. And you see her with 2 hand crossbows, level both crossbows at this satyr and release both of them. Ooh, and she's firing hot. And these bolts come in. Down goes the satyr. So while you're seeing this, these two, you've got the sword stuck in his shoulder. You feel one of the bolts hit the sword that you have in there.
Right.
And then the other one just pierces his throat and he drops to the ground and you stand as he falls like right over his shoulders.
And I'm going to try not to break eye contact with this woman. I'm just going to pull that short sword out.
And she goes, well, boys, that was interesting. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying the show. Thank you all for rating, reviewing, and sharing. That's been really helpful getting us started and getting us some people downloading, and it's been pretty awesome so far. If you've got any suggestions, questions, comments, please feel free to shoot us an email at halfpartycast@gmail.com, and maybe we can work something in where we include that in the show or answer questions during this little intermission and really make that stuff kind of cool. Also, another thanks to Molly Doan for our artwork. You can find more of her stuff at MadlyMyOwn on Instagram. And another thanks also to RGB The Band. You can find them at RGB The Band on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Friendster, the New York Stock Exchange, and probably other places too. That's about it. Let's get back to it.
Is somebody saying something?
Oh, did you? Hi. Thanks. Thanks a lot for that. Are you a cow?
I have no clue who he's talking to.
Look over here. Look, like, oh. Putting the short swords, hands are up, short swords are in. I'm like, don't need to be pointing those at us. Just a couple of cows here.
She puts her hand crossbows back underneath her duster and walks towards you guys.
As she's walking, I turn over like, you gotta check this lady out. She's got a tricorn hat and two crossbows.
Wait.
Do you see her?
You're saying she's got a hat?
Yeah, look at her hat.
So I wanna look at this lady's hat.
It's a really nice hat, but it's definitely seen some better days. It's got a lot of wear on it. It's made out of leather. There's a lot of like faded edges on it, and it looks great. She looks like a badass.
Merrick, it looks a little used. Like, is it supposed to be a nice hat?
Just be polite. Boys, just be boys,
polite. Hi.
Boys.
Hello.
Please.
Hello? Hello.
Obviously, you don't belong here either.
No. No, we just arrived.
Wait, you mean at this fire?
Could we actually...
Yeah, they set the fire.
Could we actually... Could we have a moment? Just one moment.
One moment.
We turn to each other.
We're gonna swivel. Like,
if you guys don't mind, I'm gonna go over here and finish what they were eating.
That's fine.
They already had food.
Yeah.
They said that they were so hungry that they needed... we'll be right over there. Just...
Yeah,
Just one moment.
She walks over and just starts rifling through their stuff, looting everything.
Yeah, we probably should have looted first, but that's fine. I definitely think that we need to find a friend here. So are you down with just not fighting this one?
Oh, why do you think I always need to fight
I don't think that you do.
I'm a very calm individual.
You're very considerate. I could never be happier with another person to be stuck in an alternate dimension with, alright?
Hey,
right?
Do you guys want a drink?
Yeah, you know yes. what? We actually have some wine.
You know,
wine.
This conversation could end later.
We're coming over.
We've got some Cabignon.
I'm gonna drag the other two. I'm gonna drag Seder and Pater over.
Okay, yeah, you go back
over. We drag them over. That Seder, he was a real dickhole. We're just trying to talk, and do you think that's why they didn't come in the forest? Is that this is where the Hi, sorry.
Yeah.
We get a little... Sorry about that. I'm Merrick, and this is Merrick. My friend Solo.
I'm Solo.
Pleased to meet you. She holds out her hand. Merry Kilgrew.
Nice to meet you. You don't mind if we just write this down
Merry
real
Kilgrew.
Quick?
Merry Kilgrew. It really rolls Kilgrew. Off the tongue. I like it. Kilgrew. Is it Kilgrew or Kilgrew?
Kilgrew.
Kilgrew.
Is that like a family name?
Of course
name?
It's a family like, name. It's her surname. Like it's her last
something
name.
Like well, I mean, she could have made it up like, you know, like silence here.
Yeah, we are looking for another name for the... Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yes, this is silence.
We don't have a name for the other one. The other one is like still working title.
Name. Right.
Maybe it could be like Kilgrew.
Yeah, I don't know if I would love that. I mean, I appreciate it.
We
it's an honor and all that.
We just met her, Solo. You can't just... You gotta...
Well, I mean...
It's a little strong.
It's a little strong, lad.
That's what I'm saying. My hand is a little strong.
Well...
No, Don't worry about it at all. It's fine.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in there. It was a little... it was 3-on-2, is what I'm trying to say.
Where are you guys coming from? Have you seen the Satyrs a lot?
First time, long time.
First
time, long time.
Oh,
first time
so you Seder. Guys are probably with the Centaurs.
We landed with the Centaurs, a nice one named Al. We've met some goblins on some wargs.
Right.
We were introduced as sacred cows to the Centaur community.
Yeah, that seems to be their thing here. It's kind of weird.
How long did you last before you ran out?
Yeah, so I kind of got here. I was on the wrong side of the world, so I had to kind of travel across. I ran into them while I was crossing through some swamps.
Were you on the Seder side of the world, or is there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Got it.
So that got a little hairy. Ran into them. Kind of hung out with them for a minute. We went to this big weird party
banquet
and they were
hall.
All really nice. Yeah.
Were they sitting on their hind legs?
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, were you confused about the chair? Thing?
Elegantly.
No, they were just elegantly sitting.
Elegantly
on these chairs.
Sitting
it was very
on their
strange.
Haunches with awkwardly tall front legs.
It just
legs.
Seems a little. Yeah, it seems a little weird.
But these guys only have two legs. So they're
the
just kind of chilling.
Oh, you, but, oh, you had a banquet with
you
them.
You had a banquet
yeah.
with the satyrs.
Yes.
Ah, did they have a huts and palisade walls and stuff?
Well, so yeah, they have this kind of like fortress thing. I excused myself very, very briefly and asked if I could, you know, get
use,
some rest and
use the bathroom.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's how we got out.
Merrick here was like, chomp, chomp, and I was like, I need to go.
His rope, he just punched a rope so hard it just failed the whole wall. It was great.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. Oh, see what I did is I waited for, you know, after the party, I excused myself. They said, get some rest. I went in kind of to my little hut that they had set up for me. And there was a bunch of books nice. About these ceremonies.
Like they're going to eat you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the feeling we got. So I told you we got to get out.
I didn't know they were going to eat
they
us,
were
though.
They
just
eat
wanted
us. They
our
were
milk.
Fatness. Where do you think they're going to get the milk from?
It's not milk.
It's not eating
it's
us.
It's not actually milk. They call it milk, but it's blood.
You know, that makes a little bit more sense.
It kind
of,
yeah.
I was trying to think about what type of milk we'd really have to offer.
Well, I'm just, like, why make you eat all that meat, though? Like, for your blood?
What,
like,
they want
us
hearty. Look
how,
look, she just, she was hungry.
Yeah.
Right? When's the last time you ate well?
Oh, last, like, 2 days ago, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not too long.
No, not super long. But, I mean, getting to this world was a pain in the butt, man. Like,
how long
the
have you been
one,
here?
Oh, just over three now.
3 days?
Days, yeah.
Days,
I'm, oh,
days.
I'm sorry. I'm a chip hunter. Are you guys not chip hunters?
No.
No, we are.
No, we're not.
We are.
We are not planning on
not
being chip hunters.
Chip hunters for long, because we're just going to be successful.
We are not interested in chips.
Right.
Chip hunting for a very long time.
I gotcha.
What? So, if you were to find a chip here.
Yeah.
Like the goblins, I think they have one.
Right.
What would you do with it if you had it?
Like, collect them.
Because they make a vase.
Right, and there's a bunch of different vases that you can make with them.
Right, like the really nice ones and the really not nice ones.
Okay.
Listen, we do... Okay, we're not trying to deceive you or nothing. We're just a couple of bozos that got thrown into a portal that was very much like interstellar black hole time travel. We actually stopped ourselves with our minds by a very angry man.
Well, I used my fist to stop myself, though.
Do you know a man named Francis? He's an elf with dark robes and a hood.
He's a dick.
Yeah, that totally right. got the dick vibe from him. Francis was a dick.
He was part of our chip hunter group and
he
then
has
he
a
split.
Chip.
Yeah, he thought he was really good, and so he was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go and see like eight worlds and get eight for eight. And then he got one, and then he just stopped. Like, he thinks he's all this hot business, but...
So you guys are into chip progression.
He tried to take one that we might have had.
Wait, what?
Sorry. We over-talked each other. We do that.
No, yeah.
We don't finish each other's...
I can tell.
Sandwiches.
Doesn't finish each other's sandwiches. Yeah, I can see that. Speaking of which, you guys want some sandwich? It looks like they had like a couple days worth of stuff here.
I think we need to just keep it in a pack or something. I'm pretty full.
I could eat.
I think I had some kebabs. I know I had some short ribs. I definitely had a little bit of ale. The chicken was to die for. It was not too greasy. Just a hint of lemon really brought out the flavor.
Ooh, I could go for that.
So you chose to come to the world of Mariel.
Yeah.
And you want the goblin's chip.
Right.
Because the centaurs and the satyrs don't have a chip.
Right. They haven't gotten to them yet. I don't think they really know what they do. Mm. And the goblins, I guess, just aren't smart enough to use them. But they've got a couple.
Do you know how to get out of this world?
Well, we got to get the chips.
That's the only way out.
Yeah.
How many are, like, on Mariel?
I think there's three.
Ah, a satyr chip, a centaur chip, a goblin chip, but the goblins may have them all.
Right. They don't, like, get them to start off, but they're all kind of in this ruin cave thing that they've got.
And you talked about traveling across the world in 3 days.
Right. So the chips are capable of bending space and time, and it's a little tricky. I can give you guys some books, and we can talk about that more. But basically, it opens up a portal. You walk through it, and you're into the next world.
So
we're not too good at chip hunting, but we're good at killing things, and we need to get home. So we just met, we just killed three satyrs together. Do you need help getting some chips? Because my friend here is really interested in working on his goblin.
Right.
I do speak goblin.
Oh, really? That could be really useful. You
I
guys want to
shake my head like I'm standing behind him because we do. I'm like, I'm shaking my head. No, he doesn't.
I do.
No. I'm like,
you may tell from my height that I'm also short.
No, oh, yeah. I mean, you could fit right in. A little makeup on there. It could give us a way in. We could be like your prisoners.
Right.
You get us right in
now
there.
I'm getting more aggressive.
This
like,
plan
I am like,
could
Wakanda
be really
forever.
Good.
I am Xing. I'm like, I'm hitting my microphone.
She's like, what? Oh, right.
Sorry,
right?
I was stretching. Oh, that last.
Gotcha.
Oh, I had to use both potions.
Oh, don't mind him. He always does this. He's always like, no. It's something he does.
All right, tell you guys what. You guys help me get the chip, and I'll get you back. Which world are you guys on?
Hermaval.
Hermaval? Oh, you mean the one with...
Yeah,
it's... All right, Berea is the world, Hermaval the city.
I think that there is a chip in that town.
In Hermaval?
Yeah, the monks have one.
It's a lovelyly named town.
It could have been
better. I feel like that was a really, whoever did that was, I mean, they were really thinking.
I mean, the settlers that came through could have had some more options, maybe waited it out a little bit, but
hey,
Hermaval.
You know, for what they had time
right?
with.
It's, best you name. Know,
right.
Come to visit. Stay forever.
Well, I can get you back there. So they kind of work. One will get us back to where we came from, and then two will go to different worlds.
Fine.
All right. And if they're all still fighting each other, they probably haven't figured it out. Once you start putting the chips together, they gain power and eventually...
World peace?
Something like that. More like control over an element. It's a little tricky.
Can I insight check this woman?
Yeah, go ahead.
15.
Everything you've seen from her is above board. And the whole time she's got a very relaxed demeanor. You guys are kind of sitting around the fire at this point.
She's not worried about us at all. Like, she's not...
No.
She knows she's got two guns, one for each of us.
She feels very comfortable and confident. And she's actually taken out a couple sandwiches in there. And they've got a little frying pan. And she's making, like, these paninis.
I'm gonna head over and... Gesture like, could I
oh,
maybe
you,
have a
you want some?
Or?
Yeah, they look pretty good. They're vegetarian, which, I mean, if that's your thing, but...
The worst.
Hey, I think they're pretty good.
Speaking of just here, what are we doing with the bodies? Did we loot anything? Did we get any... Like, I know she went through Hader's
the campsite.
Body.
Yeah, she went through the campsite.
And the campsite. I just want to see if there's anything on these satyrs. Why would they be so close to the centaurs? Because this is pretty close. We're within, what... 200, 300 yards this campfire was, half a mile of the tree line. I don't know. I don't know how big this world is.
You guys are a couple hundred yards into the forest at this point, and then from the forest it was a good distance to the...
Okay, so they weren't super close, like spying or scouting or anything. They were just in the woods.
There's one way to find out.
Roll.
Or, you know, ask people who are sitting right next to you.
Hey, so how far into the forest are we? I'm curious. It's something I am interested in.
I mean, we're pretty far in at this point. We're kind of in the middle. Basically, my plan was to hit this river that seems to be like snaking back and forth, and you follow that up north, and it seems to go to the cave entrance.
Hey, the cave entrance where the chip is.
Right.
The river leads to the cave entrance where the chip is.
Yes.
Aye.
And you're going there now?
Well, I mean, eventually. It is a little late.
Yeah, I definitely need to rest up. Well, we need someone to watch our backs. And if anything, we could all just, you know, keep watch tonight and either go our own ways or we could join up with you, Mary Killigrew.
I think that's a fair deal. I can get you guys out of here. You guys can help me. I mean, falling into a goblin pit is just the biggest pain in the butt. They're just all over the place. Things get heated. They keep coming and coming. There's so many of them.
Well, I was thinking, like, your plan where I take you in as a prisoner, like, that might be the one.
Yeah. Give me a spiel of that goblin.
Silently, just slowly looking up to the heavens and shaking my head.
And I clear my throat and I take some of my notes that I've taken because I took those paperwork from those goblins earlier.
Yeah.
And I like look at and I point at the words for her,
because mm-hmm.
she doesn't speak goblin, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've been
working on that.
It sounds so hateful.
Well, that's how goblins interact with each other. They sound hateful towards one another. That's how they know they like each other.
Oh,
it's like, you know.
Okay.
They be mean because they're your friends.
Okay. I'm going to talk to Merrick for a second. Merrick, let's go check out the bodies.
Would you excuse us for 1 second, Solo?
Solo, just extra one, sandwich.
Just 1 second.
Yeah.
Munch down.
And then I'm gonna kind of step away. I'm going to step away to the tune of...
It's the saddest sandwich. Are you going to be crying while you're eating your
sandwich? And I'm going to take a bite, and I'm going to kind of go...
That sounds better.
Yeah, that's...
Just keep working on it.
That's great. Keep it going. Okay, so he doesn't really...
Not a fucking word of it.
Yeah, that was bad.
Highly offensive.
Like, I hate goblins, but it just feels guilty.
You almost feel bad for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's... I can't break his little heart. He's trying so hard.
He really is. Oh, so... And as you guys are kind of going through the bodies, she's pulling out little coin purses and stuff. She's going, oh, yeah, so... we can go in. We may just want to try and sneak in. Or I know that there's some patrols that they have. I kind of listened to the satyrs talking about it. They have battles and stuff. So we could probably sneak past the patrols and get through there.
Do you think the goblins know what they have?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll help.
They almost definitely don't.
And from past experience, don't try speaking dwarvish to them. They don't seem to...
Well, yeah, they're like mortal
Cotton
enemies.
To that. Yeah.
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 It's never a good idea.
It
well, maybe what we try is we go and we get one of the patrols and then we just dress up like them and just kind of book it in looking
but
like
really
them.
Tall. Should we do it on our knees?
That might be better.
I like your idea of just subterfuge and stealth. It's one of my things. We could do you the sneaky sneak. Very sneaky.
I think we could. I don't think it would hurt to look like them, though. Or at least have their, you
right,
know,
right.
whole get up so that it, you know, don't stick out too much.
What if we don't let him speak goblin?
Good point.
But we dress him up, right?
Yeah.
And you're the front half of a centaur, and I'm the back half of a centaur, and we're his prisoner.
I think that sounds like...
A terrible idea. You're right.
A terrible idea, but also better than having him talk.
Just crazy. So maybe I don't know how we keep it. It'll be fine.
He's probably getting lonely over there. Let's.
Yeah, we're going back.
Let's go talk.
It's fine.
And just hey, Solo. Solo.
Yeah.
I found a bunch of gold earlier. And I figure since we kind of split up that kill, you guys, I should split it with you guys.
That's very generous of you. That's very kind. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We each killed one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody have some. And she hands you each 15.
I think Solo killed two.
But she hands you
keeping
each 15
a body
gold.
Count, really, right?
Yeah.
15 gold?
15 gold. And she goes, I also, like, from, you know, here, truth be told, I got these two. And hands you guys each a larger health potion, the 2d4 plus. Two.
Oh, that's... Thank God they have those on there. We really need to find a healer.
Yeah, I mean, that would be good. Like, a good storyteller would put one of those into the story naturally, especially when there was an opening for it, but he didn't.
Herbivore.
Yeah. And you guys sit back down around the fire, swap war stories a little bit.
It's rest time. I'm tired. I'm hurting.
Yeah, as the night drones on a little bit, you have a couple of drinks together and eventually pass the night.
Yeah, does she chuckle at our goblin tea party? War story?
We told her about that.
Absolutely
didn't we?
Loved yeah, the goblin tea party.
It was so good. All right, do we need to set up watch or anything?
No, what you do need to do is level up to level 3.
Woo! Level 3?
Is that where we're going tonight? Is that it? Is that our milestone for tonight? We get into the goblin cave.
We're setting up for some into the goblin cave action.
Okay.
And we'll get you guys...
Sweet.
You got some HPs, get you all that.
So, as my goblin friends say when they say I love you,
Good night, everybody.